From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, a dry desert wind is spreading the wildfires that have now forced hundreds of people away from their homes near Los Angeles. The fires spread through a national forest, and now they cover more than 13,000 acres, including residential areas. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco is in Rancho Cucamonga, California, near one of the fires, and joins us now. Mandalit, can you describe what you've seen?
Well, it's very, very windy, as you noted. The Santa Ana winds are going 45 miles an hour, and the skies are very murky, orange-brown. You can smell smoke, and people here at this evacuation center where I'm at the Rancho Cucamonga High School, are wearing masks because they can smell the smoke. That's how bad it is. In fact, there are ashes flying. They're flying as far west as Culver City and even parts of West Los Angeles. That's very, very far from here.
These Santa Ana winds are very famous, Mandalit. Can you just describe what they feel like and how they're affecting the efforts of the firefighters?
Well, I'll tell you, when you're driving a car, like my little car, it blows the car to the side. And you can imagine what that does to the firefighters. The winds are erratic. They're just crazy. And it's difficult for the firefighters to know which way the flames are going to turn. In fact, a little while ago, I was speaking to a spokesperson for the Forest Service, and we looked up and saw this cloud. It looked like a cumulus cloud, a thunder cloud, but in fact it was part of the fire. And she said sometimes it can get so bad that the fire can create its own weather, and it can create thunder inside of the fire. So there's just really no telling what's going to happen, no telling which way the wind's going to blow.
So are people evacuating residential neighborhoods because the flames are actually there burning down their houses, or because they just can't predict where this fire might go next?
Both. Some people are saying that they see flames in their backyard, and there have been several houses that have burned down completely. A lot of people are evacuated into shelters, and more are expected to be evacuated in the future. This fire isn't expected to be out until possibly Thursday.
So how do firefighters bring it under control?
Well, they have airborne helicopters dropping fire retardant and water in certain areas. They start fires on a brake line to try to get the fire to go in a different direction, but it's really, really difficult. There are firefighters from as far away as Montana and possibly even the East Coast coming to help out.
What kind of residential areas are these? Are these just scattered houses, or are these heavily populated suburban areas, or what?
This is known as the Inland Empire, and it's one of the fastest-growing areas in California, if not the country. There are two-story houses that cost $500,000 and up, and these are new developments, and they're built right up against the mountains, so people can see the flames in their own backyards. But so far, the officials are saying that this fire has cost $3 million in damage.
Okay, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Mandalit, thanks.
Thank you.